This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English from BBC Learning English.
Kids these days, eh? Three simple words that try to summarise many a misunderstanding across a generational divide. On one side, the older generation, stuffy, antiquated, and oppressive. On the other, the younger generation, rebellious, ignorant and disobedient, and lacking in self-control. Or at least, that's what popular stereotypes would have us believe. That said, every generation is different in one way or another to the next. But if recent figures are anything to go by, juveniles may actually be improving upon their elders' behaviour. British 16 to 24-year-olds are drinking less alcohol and smoking less, according to a recent report from the UK Office for National Statistics. From 2005 to 2017, the number of British adolescents and young adults who had drunk alcohol the week prior to being interviewed declined from 60% to 50%. This is mirrored by their consumption of cigarettes, which dropped from 28.5% to 19.9% for the same period. One possible reason for this youth's sagacity could lie in the cultural shift away from these behaviours, something they can thank their forebears for. Campaigns and adverts on the dangers of smoking and drinking have been persevering. For example, the Department of Transport's Think campaign to raise awareness of the dangers of drink driving, or the Department of Health's Change for Life campaign promoting the benefits of healthy food and exercise. And while, for their predecessors, these behaviours may have become ingrained, it seems young people are taking these messages to heart. Another explanation could be based in youth's natural delinquency. Young people are rebelling against the older generation's chosen methods of rebellion, says Dr. James Nichols, Director of Research and Policy Development at Alcohol Research UK, speaking to The Guardian. In other words, if the older generation's method of rebellion from their parents was to drink, smoke, and act antisocially, then their offspring's is to refrain. Whether or not this will continue, only time will tell. As these under 25s go through life, they may buck their current trend and turn to the behaviour of their ancestors. However, they may stick to their guns and continue to be sensible. If this is indeed the case, then a more interesting question arises. How will their youth react?
Takeaway English from bbclearningenglish.com.